In a time where unsolicited advice, opinions, and dick pics are the norm,
here's a podcast you didn't ask for,
but we're giving you anyway.
Well, actually, who asked you anyway? Mind if I jump in here real quick? No one cares. Allow me to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you know what that word means.
This fucking guy.
This is
Unsolicited.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Unsolicited Podcast. I'm here with Tommy and Kelly. My technology failed right when Tommy joined. He brought his... Oh my fucking God.
What was that?
That was
Tommy? Or Tommy?
Yeah, that was Tommy. That was one of his drops from the iPad.
No, I thought he was doing that with his voice.
No, it was a moaning lady.
Morning.
Oh God, someone take away the iPad.
We have nothing interesting tonight, so I have to just keep bringing.
You started doing it right in the middle of me talking. No one has anything going on. Jack was in the middle of the intro.
And you've been on the Zoom for 5 minutes not speaking, so it's not like we already decided that we had.
I'm working.
Didn't have anything.
I was trying to figure out how
to move along, Jack. Come on, introduce the show.
Oh, so sorry. Hey, folks, this is gonna be a short one. Tommy's got to fly to the Dominican Republic tonight, so
we got nothing going on.
We're gonna give you a nice 15-minuter.
It'll wind up an hour. Who are we kidding? So I'm using this thing for the first time in a while. It's a passport.
Yeah, it's a passport. Yeah, I recognize
it. I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, you have to fill all this little paperwork to go to these countries, these little countries there. So I have to like get a barcode, and it's kind of a pain in the keister. It's not as easy as you think just going to Mexico. So.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time it's not easy to go to other countries. Did I ever tell the story about when I went to New Zealand and how they tried to tell us that we needed a visa like at the airport?
No.
So. I went with my friend Hannah, who had never, like, she had been on maybe 3 or 4 flights in her life and never left the country. So she wasn't super familiar with, like, just airport stuff in general. And the first thing that happened is she bought weed that day and had it in her carry-on, and it was, like, a lot of it. And I was like, oh, you can't bring that. Like, you're going to have to throw it out. So she threw it out. Well, that actually was the second thing that happened. When we get there, we go to check in, and they're like, the lady working is like, do you have a visa? And I was like, no, I researched it and it said, we don't need a visa to go to Auckland. She's like, oh yeah, you definitely need a visa. And I was like, fuck. Cause it was 11 PM on a Saturday night. Like there wouldn't have been any way to do that regardless. And I felt so guilty because like I got this flight for $250, but Hannah spent like $1,000. And so I'm like, did I just fuck up our entire trip? And so she keeps telling us that we need a visa. I'm like, I researched this heavily. And then this guy standing behind her is like, where are they going? She's like, Auckland. She's like, they don't need a visa for that. And I was like, you fucking bitch. Like the stress of that was so crazy. Cause, and that's the thing too. It's like, I stood there talking to her, but had I just believed her the first time she said it, we would have gone home.
Yeah.
And you know, lost all that money, lost the trip. It's like, oh man, I was pretty angry, honestly.
I would be, yeah. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. And then Hannah threw out all her weed, and then once we got to New Zealand, I remembered that I actually had 3 joints on me.
Ayo.
Not all was lost.
That's a victory.
Tommy, are you excited to go to the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, it's a quick trip, but I am. The place that I'm staying is looks pretty dope.
What are you doing there?
I'm researching some stuff for studios, like the company I work with.
You're doing like a scout?
Yeah, well, it's not for an actual project. It's for a company that I work for that actually builds and owns studios. That I've been working with for a couple of years, but we have a couple that are in production of being built. But this particular property, I mean, apparently there's a 25% tax refund when you shoot in a place like Dominican, but they don't have any studios. But I don't really know that people go there to shoot anything other than exteriors, because you want an island or you want all the things that this has to offer. But it seems as though there's this another small studio and Santo Domingo that people are shooting at and is making a lot of money. So this one would be in Punta Cana, which is a much more friendly, happy resort place. But the problem is, definitely more touristy. The problem is that the hotels are so expensive. So I'm curious if I'm a producer, I'm not coming here if I'm putting up a grip and electric in a $550 room a night, you know. So there's a bunch of things that we're checking out for them to see if this is a viable property to get to invest in, or you know, or operate, or even, you know, have part ownership in. There's about four or five of us going. And we're staying.
I bet you could work out a deal with some of those hotels too, you know?
Yeah. And they just have to make, I mean, the guy who, it's one of those things when also like a family owns this ton of property and they own hotels, and it almost feels like a rich kid's playground, you know, that we're meeting with this guy, that he might want to just get in production, and people think it's all that easy. Like, oh, it's going to employ everybody in the town. I'm like, no director is going into Dominican Republic and assuming that they'll have all the labor he needs and not work with them before. So you're going to have to put people up. So it's an interesting dynamic, but the place looks kind of, I'm just going to give you guys a little. So we're staying in like an Airbnb kind of villa with like a cook and stuff, but it looks like that.
Whoa.
Lucky.
Nice, dude.
Do a lot from the pool.
I hope there's an outdoor shower for you.
I hope so too. Not close enough to the beach for me personally, but it is pretty cool looking.
Who needs the beach when you have that giant pool on the property?
Yeah, but you're on an island. And then I just booked a flight for Turks and Caicos for the first week in July. So at least I have something to look forward to.
You're being Caribbeaned up, man. This is that's very East Coast of you to go travel over there.
I love the Caribbean. The best.
I do too.
It's like Mexico's got nothing on the Caribbean. Yeah.
I haven't been to Mexico, but I agree.
Cancun.
I don't know if I'm allowed to go.
Cancun or Cabo?
Oh, that's right.
My dad's a wanted man.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. I forgot that you've never been to Mexico.
Jack's dad did some time in a Mexican prison. And
no, he might have.
He escaped.
Someone thinks he ripped off his ID, even though he had nothing to do with anything. And so his name's on some sort of watch list, according to the FBI, and we have the exact same name. So,
don't you love your dad?
Doesn't pay to be a junior sometimes, folks.
Don't you love
nepotism
your dad?
Sometimes works in the opposite direction.
If you really love your dad, you would go down there and take the time for him. Just get it over with.
That's true. That's
you're
a really
young
good point.
Nimble.
Or I'll go with Luis.
Your butt is still elasticy. You could recuperate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's already a bloody mess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it would deter people.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be totally safe.
Yeah, I might accidentally poop on their dick. You know what I mean?
Oh God!
Really, I can't control it.
This podcast just went from 0 to 60, right? Poop on their dick. What are you talking about?
Because I pooped my pants in the last episode, idiot.
I know, but I mean, now you're pooping on dicks.
I love that you were the one who alluded to the fact that he would be getting fucked in jail, and then he says poop on dick, and you're like, what the fuck,
Jesus,
man?
Have some class.
I don't need this. I don't need this in my life. Dirty, filthy stuff.
It's not a reality.
Guys, guess who got us all together today for this? It was me, who was like, hey, by the way, I'm leaving, but I'll make it work.
True.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was Tommy.
Yeah, let's see. Why do we text so much?
I don't know.
I know. Everybody, you guys had a lot of text, but the logistics were, I just knew that you were going to send a code, and I tried to get done what I was finishing up as quickly as I could. But there was a lot of banter going on between.
Well, the banter was, Tommy, I can do 5. Is that still good for you? And there was no response. So then we started bantering.
Yeah. We were talking about you having a time machine.
It's true.
Do you not use a mic? Am I the only asshole who's using a microphone on this thing anymore?
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Did
earlier.
I say at the top of the episode, my technology failed to record? Yeah, he was.
I thought maybe you just couldn't record, and you were.
But But I was going to mention that earlier because it does feel weird to see you recording without a microphone because you never do. And so it now
it feels wrong. That's why I'm holding it. I'm holding an unplugged microphone because it doesn't feel right.
I never use a microphone. I'm too lazy to hold stuff.
We can tell. The audio quality is clear.
Sorry.
It's like I sound good. Tommy sounds pretty good. But then Callie's just like in a tin can.
Well, can people still hear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're clear. You're just like, doesn't quite have the full sound that we do.
I could get a microphone at some point. I probably won't, but
we're at episode, I believe this is 212.
Yeah, that hasn't been a complaint yet.
No. That we are aware of, that we've read. Could have been worse.
Let us know in the comments.
My
podcast from Tin Can.
I have the awards for the Joe Cinematography Award.
Ooh. Wow. He is a star.
Wow.
They could have done better on the graphic design of that. Oh, he has headphones. I was just saying they could have done better on the graphic design of that.
I completely agree.
You're a star.
My name's not even on it.
Oh,
it just says best cinematography short film. Like, all right, I'll take it.
They got
it. I could have just stolen this. I could have just. Isn't this like I just like made this and I'm just gonna just put
100%. You could. I mean, the good news is you can make trophies of anything anytime you want. I don't know if I've ever mentioned on here, but I got one of my exes a trophy with like a Hulk like person ripping off their uniform, and it said MVP. And it was for most valuable penis. And I got him that for Christmas one year.
And then we broke up 3 days later. Weird.
Actually, we were already broken up, but we were still friends afterwards, and it was funny. But yeah, you can make a trophy for literally anything, and people should start doing that more. Honestly, the trophy industry is hurting. So
it's true. Everyone's getting pissed about like. Oh, everyone just gets a participation award. You know what they're doing? They're keeping the trophy industry afloat, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want trophy to die? Big trophy?
Yeah. I mean, there are some towns, their only industry is trophy. And if like, trophies go under, the whole town goes under. Do you understand?
Trophy Michigan is fucked.
Honest. Biden, bring back the trophies.
We don't do enough trophies because everybody gets hurt when they don't get one. It's like, if we were as many trophies as we're giving out to everybody, that these keeps these towns afloat. So I don't know how you want to handle this. Should we just keep giving trophies out to everybody?
Well, look, you somehow got an NAACP award, so it sounds like they're just handing them out willy-nilly.
I earned my NAACP award. I worked hard for it.
Most slurs in a year goes to Tommy Caprio.
To be fair, I've never heard Tommy use a slur.
I've only heard him use ones towards Italians.
Yeah, that's true. But
that's fine. That's fine.
I don't. Yeah, I do not use bad words when it comes to other people. But I may allude to having an opinion that's not popular with certain groups of people. But I'm not. You know, I would never. I'm smart enough to know.
I would never. Doing. I'm smart enough to not say it on a podcast. No, but in real life, I've never heard you.
Yeah, I haven't heard him do it.
You're not like a closeted.
No, I'm not a closeted.
Tommy's a lover.
I am. I'm lovable. You know, I kind of worried that I didn't hear from Candy Cab after our podcast. She's never responded. Never. Do you guys think I insulted her or made fun
Probably.
Of her anyway?
Probably called her a slur or something.
No, I mean, like in our podcast, did it come off like I wasn't grateful for the invite?
It sounded fun. I want to go next time.
I think we were both like, we would do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to come off like.
Maybe I never uploaded the podcast, so she didn't hear it.
That's honestly the most likely
scenario. Kelly, where are you going? You're all dolled up.
Let me check
where
the website.
Oh, I'm not dolled up. My
did you record today?
Yeah, we did two podcasts today. So
yeah, you're still dolled up. You got something going on.
I have my hair.
I don't know what the word is. Zhuzhed up.
I'm wearing makeup.
Zhuzhed. Okay, nope. Tommy made new friends and how to tip a mailman is out.
Okay. Well, then Candy Cab hates you.
Yep.
Let us know in the comments if you hate Tommy.
Like and subscribe. Ring, hit that bell. Smash that subscribe button.
Tommy, when you got up and walked away during the theme song, Jack and I at the exact same time just waved. We went, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Rhino's waving right now, too.
Where was I going?
You got up. We don't know where you went.
Why would we know where you went?
But
oh, I was going to shut the door.
Okay.
Like, I'm in plain view right now.
As you guys. This is about plain view is podcasting during it's 5 o'clock though, so I don't care.
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
But yeah, I'm just straight up.
Wow. You need some more art in there. This seems like
I don't like come here enough to put art down. I have a lot of little tchotchkes on my desk here. I got a nice little plant.
Wow.
There's joy.
Oh, calm down. Calm down. You got a plant?
Mm-hmm.
A succulent?
Two baseballs.
Wow. Oh, I got a baseball right here.
Yeah, they're good for just kind of dilly-dallying. I caught just this one the other night. I took it out of the kid's hand. I was going to give it to him, but he was kind of a prick, so I just kept it.
Do you count it catching a ball if a kid catches it and then you steal it from him?
No. It rolled to my seat and I got it. It was a thing.
Oh, so you didn't catch it at all. Nobody caught it.
It bounced, and I caught it off a bounce.
Okay.
And the thing was that these kids, there was a bunch of young kids, and they were running around the park, and it's one of those easy, it's like a easy park. We can get down to the players and be like, yo, throw me a ball. And so this one kid, he had like a shirt full of balls because he kept going down on both sides and asking the pitcher or whoever was coming off the field who made a catch for the ball. And he had like a bunch of different things, and there was this little girl with him. And I'm watching them because the game sucks. So I'm watching these kids like do their thing, and I'm seeing like who them alpha is in this whole group and who is mean to other people. And he's got all these balls, and all these other kids are begging for balls. And
what baseball game is this?
This is a UNLV game, right?
Okay.
And so there's kids who are begging for balls and not getting them, which the story's not making me look any better because I could have given the ball to one of them.
No, they got to earn it. They got to earn it.
But the point was they weren't around when this ball hit. I went to go get a hot dog. I'm watching this little prick. He's got all the balls. He's not. Everyone's like, can I have one? He's like, no, get your own, blah, blah, blah. And so I go to get a hot dog, and as I go get a hot dog, the ball hits foul, bounces off his brick wall, comes back and hits me, comes right back at me, and I catch it in my hand.
And I
turn around to say, I want to give this to a kid, but guess who's standing there?
The prick.
This little prick.
Yeah.
And he's got all these balls already. And I said to him, there's somebody I want to give it to. Sorry, buddy. Because I knew he had all these balls. But anyone looking around would have been like, what a dick. That guy just didn't give that kid the ball. But they didn't know that I've been watching him. And he has like eight of them in like a sweatshirt. So I was going to take the ball back to the seat and give it to one of the other kids who hadn't gotten one of those yet. But when I got back to the seat, now I have this ball in my pocket and there was no kids there. And so I never got to give the ball to the kids that I wanted to give it to. And now, but at least I didn't give it to that little prick. He had enough.
Your honor, as you can see, my client is innocent.
Yeah, I agree. Tommy's a good man.
Yeah, that's like he had eight balls. He didn't need another one. This was going to be for the people that he was holding off back from because I was going to be like, he doesn't need your ball. Here's a ball. And
this
then when they went back,
honestly,
they were
sounds
gone.
Like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Where it's like, then somebody confronts Larry about not giving the kid the ball. And he's like, and people are like, why are you watching kids? Like,
Kelly, you're yelling so
I was
loud,
watching
your
he's
Zoom
got the balls. He has enough balls. He doesn't need my own balls. that is very, very Curb Your Enthusiasm. But yeah, that's why I have this ball now. And then I have here a little crystal tree that my wife gave me.
Oh,
made out of crystals.
That's cool.
Gathered crystal tree.
I have some poker chips and a little meditating frog.
A meditating
frog.
You know
what's really good for podcasts? Show and tells.
Which reminds me to eat my frog and stay calm.
What? Okay.
That's my office.
Eat your frog?
You never heard that?
The term eat your frog?
That's made up. That's
no. What really. Is that?
Google it, Jack.
That's like Wallace.
Why don't you just tell me what it means? I believe it's a phrase.
It means it's basically just because I don't know that I know, But I think it means to get the stuff done.
I have
done.
This on my desk to remind me to eat my frog.
I don't know what it means. I'm going to figure out what it
is. You can check me if I'm wrong, but I believe it means to do the things you don't like to do first and get them out of the way.
Okay, so
I like that.
Hold on. There's a book called Eat That Frog: 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastination.
Okay, that sounds like that then.
Yeah, it sounds like something along those lines. But I believe when someone says,
Just got to eat the frog. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
So, but I'm wondering why
frogs are gross.
What's the history behind it?
Yeah. Like, how do you get to eat the frog? As another way of saying that if you have two important tasks before you, start with the biggest, hardest, and most important task first. Like, get the frog out of the way.
Is it important to eat a frog?
That's what I'm wondering. Is like, I know that some people eat frog legs, but it's not like, that's not
look,
common.
I know we like to have like euphemisms in life. Can't we just do the hard thing first? That seems to like really cut through. It's like, why are we eating a frog?
I've genuinely never have heard that phrase before. Me and either. Today I learned something new.
Hey, look, we learned something, folks.
We always do, don't we?
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's funny because people say, why you should eat the frog first? Eat the frog fitness. Eat the frog. There's a million. Once you put it in at Google, it just goes, eat the frog crazy.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, when I said it, you guys were like, eat the what? I'm like, eat the frog.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we didn't know, and now we know.
Yeah, and I'm still like, huh?
I'm telling you, people, if you listen to this podcast, you will learn.
You'll learn something. It's not always useful, but you will learn.
It's usually just phrases that aren't super relevant, whether they're Urban Dictionary or
our own creation. Like, I know plenty of assholes that have gone to heaven.
Yeah, it's like, that's really
ass kicking shirt.
So someone put on the social media page a movie quote when someone said, I don't want to be the only asshole in heaven.
I saw that.
Running Man, maybe someone was dying and he was like holding me like, hold on, you'll be okay, and he's like, hurry up or something, I don't want to be the only asshole in heaven. I never saw that. Yeah, so clearly it's a thing.
That's cool.
Well, in our version though, everybody in
it sounds like there's plenty of them, so whoever is in Running Man is
so yeah, this is the proper like, definition.
You're in good company, don't worry, just die.
There's plenty of us pricks up here.
I still don't know why it's frogs, but it says, to put it simply, eat the frog is a process of identifying your most difficult task of the day and completing it before you do any other work. If you have to eat two frogs, eat the bigger one first. But why? I still don't know why.
Okay, what if there's three frogs?
Well, then you still eat the biggest one first.
You always go biggest.
What if they're all like about the same?
You try to figure out which one's the one you don't want to do the most.
Okay.
I think that's what it's saying. It's like, get the shit you don't want
to do. There's a website here that's like, assuming you've never heard of this technique before, you probably did a double take. Eating the frog is a legitimate method for overcoming procrastination in the face of important tasks. And it's in quotations. To be clear, it's a metaphor. Literally eating a live frog will do nothing for your productivity. Like, oh, thank you.
Thank you. What about a dead frog? Deep fried?
The funny part about that is like, you don't know if that's them being snarky or a genuine disclaimer, because some people are so dumb. That, like, I mean, that's why there's a disclaimer on everything, is you have to assume you have to assume that somebody has attempted this thing before.
Yeah. All right. I got to build this house, but they tell me I got to eat a frog first. So hold on. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Somebody did.
I don't understand why it's a frog, but let's move on from that. I was going to see if anyone wanted to save their show this week. And I'm not really, because we actually taped late. We taped last Friday, and we're actually early this week. Not a lot of time for people to catch up and listen and
we'll see. All right. We told them we were doing a short episode anyway.
It's a shorty. This will come out sometime after Friday, but the doohickey signed with the label yesterday.
Ooh, congratulations.
Congratulations, doohickey. See that, everybody? You heard it here first. Jack is now an international music star.
That's so exciting.
This is the last podcast ever.
Nope, still a lot of road ahead. So don't worry, folks. Still here.
We're taking the show on the road with the doohickey.
Yeah.
We're just getting in the bus.
Tour bus.
Yeah. We'll do a dual podcast tour. Me and DJs in this one and the doohickeys.
That sounds great.
I mean, I actually generally that is really cool. I mean, it's the first step of like, I know you're not like selling out stadiums yet, but it's the first step. You got to get a label, right? And they're going to help you book once they, I don't know what they do. Why don't you explain that to us? it's about learning. I told you about Eat the Frog. Now tell me what a label means.
Label's going to help us release the album and give us legitimacy when we're pitching ourselves for playlisting and opening and doing all this other stuff. So like someone's kind of backing us, and they also front money for certain things like vinyl pressing and sometimes music videos. I don't think this one would do that, but I think vinyl pressing will front the money so that we're a little bit less out of pocket out of the gate on everything, which is good. Basically, the thing with all labels is they'll front money, but you have to pay it off some form or fashion.
No, they don't that sounds like an old-fashioned way to rip people off.
That's just how it works. I think that's
something that people don't really consider, especially if you're not in a more creative industry, is how expensive it is to try to be a creative. Like, I think so people assume kind of this like, oh, well, if you do music, then you just do music. But it's like the cost associated with all of the shit you have to do to even get to the point of having somebody pay attention is exorbitant.
It's like to get a band to come play for you to do like the reason you do touring is because you're like saving on expenses because you can elongate it. So like if you just did one date, if we did one date like middle of the country, we're going to Iowa, we're having
like Vegas. Isn't Vegas a great example of that? One place people come to you rather than you have to go to them.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, say we get booked in Iowa, right? The gig has to pay us a certain level of money to offset our flight costs, the cost of just shipping our equipment there on the plane, all the guitars and stuff, and then lodging and food and all that stuff. Yeah, and on top of that, still a wage for the musicians. It's like it racks up so fast.
That's why you need to be a solo artist, everybody. You don't need to carry around all this dead weight. Hire local.
Kind of, yeah. There's some
hire local bass like, player and drummers.
Tell pretty them much, to play, yeah.
And then you sing in the front.
They live there, so you don't have to do as much. But yeah, so it racks up. That's why a lot of people do bus tours, because that's your lodging and your travel all done in that. Yeah, there's more to it, but that's the basics.
Support your local artists and podcasters.
Yeah. And podcasters.
It costs a lot of money to fucking talk shit on the internet once a week.
I know. That's what I'm saying, and that's why I look at this thing right now, and I'm fuming inside, but I'm keeping it cool.
Technically, it costs us $17.42 because that's the cost of Zoom every month. So it costs us $17.42 a month. To get this done.
I feel bad. I know. I used to have a phone line. I used to have all this stuff. So somebody keeps sending $17.42 a month. Yeah, honestly, I'm looking at this thing. I'm just fuming because anyone trying to save the show, like they're just ungrateful pricks.
Did Zach post that we were recording today?
No.
Zach? Did you record?
Excuse me?
Did you record today?
What? No.
Did you guys record like the Jim Jeffries?
Who are you talking? No.
Ida Cat? No.
No, he's not in this state.
Oh, that's right. He's in another country.
State.
Oh, he's in another state. No, I thought he was in another country.
So the question was, did Zach post about this recording today?
Oh, no. But listen, you guys, this is part... We've been doing this forever. You should know that you listen to an episode and respond. I mean, I see people floating around there. There's an Aaron. There's a Derek. There's a Kevin. There's a Jason. There's a Aileen. There's Alon. I should call Alon and bust his nuts. Huh?
Roll call.
Call yep. him. Unsolicited call. Phone calls.
Who do you want to call? There's a lot of cold call opportunities. The thing is, I don't know these people. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Let's see. I'm going to try and call on. And if they don't know what I'm doing, that means they clearly haven't listened for a long time.
That's on them.
And that's concerning, you know? Man, I need some water.
Feel them back in. All right, we can try one person, and if they don't answer, then we get out of here.
Now remember, they will not be able to hear Kelly.
Hey, Tommy.
Can hear them.
How'd you know it was me?
I guessed.
You're a good guesser. How are you? I have Jack.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Turn him down a little bit. Turn him down a little bit.
I have Jack and Kelly on the other line.
Hey, guys.
Hello. We can hear
them. They can hear me, but I can't hear them.
Got it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
So you got it. I was just kind of going through there because we only had like one message, and I was like, you know what? I see a little green dot by some people here, and he wouldn't be too shocked if I gave him a call. How are you?
Yeah, good, man.
That's it? That's all? Just good?
Yeah, well, sorry. I'm just, the little one's asleep, so I can't really talk very loud.
Oh, okay. Well, put him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I wake him, I won't be able to listen to any more episodes because I'll be murdered.
You're not allowed to listen to our show? Oh, okay. Yeah,
No, if I wake him, his mother will kill me.
Oh, okay. She doesn't like us anyway, I bet.
No, she has nothing against you guys. She has something against anyone who wakes the baby.
Okay, so let's not wake the baby. I just wanted to say hello. Make sure you're still alive.
I'm still alive.
And I do notice that you're not sending as many things, so he's going to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I just time poor at the moment.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah. I actually had an experience I haven't had in a long time, which was I had two episodes to listen to back to back. I usually am right on top of it, but yeah, I actually accumulated there. But I love you guys, and sorry I haven't been saving the show.
No, it's okay. This helped save it. Jack, be quiet.
Right. Yeah.
Kelly and Jack, be quiet. The baby's sleeping. All right, listen, we're going to go. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And the baby is one of the unsolicited baby. It's one of the few babies.
Yeah. If not for your guys' advice, he might not be here.
I got it.
Yeah.
You're welcome for our solicited advice.
Big time.
I feel like we conceived this baby. All right, big guy.
Yeah. Okay. You were there. You were in my mind when it happened. I promise you.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, man. Bye.
That was a nice, sweet call. Simple. Yeah. I do have one message from Kieran.
Yeah, wait. What time is it where he is? Did we just call like 2 in the morning?
I know. He's in Australia, isn't he? It was like yesterday.
Then it's like the morning then, I think.
It's like tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Right, hold on. Let's see what this is. This is Kieran.
Just listening to the latest podcast, guys, and Jack, what the fuck?
What?
How the fuck did you get that story from me asking about sports? I think you just wanted to tell that story, and I don't know why. I think, do you not like sex? Because
not particularly. It's a lot of work.
You sexually ever again, mate? Why do you say these things?
That's right. He did ask about what sports we like, and then we wound up talking about Jack shitting his pants for 20 minutes.
That's why stop judging yourself for the questions you ask. We will find a tangent.
Don't worry. There's always a connection. Baseball? Hey, that reminds me of time I shit my pants.
Actually, anything. I can probably, it's like 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
We can get to shitting your pants from any subject matter.
But you can hop all the degrees in a second.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to law school? That's funny. I once shit my pants at the beach.
No, that reminds me. Oh, you went to law school? Congratulations. That reminds me of one time I shit my pants at the beach. you guys.
Oh, your baby's asleep. Don't wake the baby. Oh, you know what? Babies remind me.
Well, yeah, that's too easy. That was shit. Too easy. Pants? Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy connection. That's like 2 to 3 degrees.
Everyone else can go pound sand up their ass.
That reminds me. Go pound sand up their ass.
I know Alon said, awesome surprise. Thank you so much. And that, other than that, everyone else can go, like you said, pound sand
up your fucking ass. Yeah. Great.
What does it mean? What's the definition of pound sand up your ass?
I think it's pretty clear.
It's not. It can't be that simple. And I don't say things that don't make sense. Pound sand up
your ass. Your words have never been spoken.
Go pound sand.
Yeah, you meant to go say go pound sand, and then you put up your ass.
No, go pound sand means go pound sand up your ass, isn't it?
No, it's just this go pound sand. It means like go do nothing. Just like go
get lost and go play in traffic, etc. That's what the phrase finder, go pound sand. Get lost.
Yeah.
Go play in traffic.
The phrase is go pound sand, but you added up your ass for reasons we don't know.
And now it's a literal thing for you where you're like, if I don't like this guy, I want him to shove sand up his ass.
There's also, wait.
Yeah.
Well, you can listen. A celebrated use of the expression is from the speech that farmer Max Yaskar used it when arguing with local dignitaries over his bringing the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival to his farm in Bethel, New York, saying, well, you can all go pound salt up your ass because come August 15th, we're going to have a festival. There's also a less vulgar version, go pound sand in your ears. Here's an entry from the Southeast.
Why can't salt go in the ears? Why did it change the sand?
He's an entry level from the Southeast Economist in Chicago, 1948. From her store of memories, Miss Mary A. Stewart of Harvard Avenue, proprietor of this column of sayings of wisecracks popular in the oh yeah era, recalls that go pound sand.
In the what era?
The oh yeah era. Recalls
what's the
that
oh yeah era?
Now I have more questions.
Go pound sand in your ears meant to soft pedal the noise.
Is that the Triassic period, the oh yeah era?
Are these sentences you're reading? Because it feels like fragmented thoughts, and I'm.
Do you think the oh yeah era is when like Lil Jon was on the radio and he had the sound bites like, oh yeah?
Go pound sand. The expression dates back from the late 19th century. The earliest example of it that can be found in print is in the Minnesota newspaper, the St. Paul Globe, in August 1886. I have always umpired baseball from the grandstand. Nothing affords me more pleasure now than to sit on a hard board in the grandstand and devote my time yelling, kill him! Cut off his feet! Oh, good pound sand and the other rhetoric gems of umpires.
Good pound sand.
Good pound sand.
Sorry.
Good go pound sand to you.
Oh,
sir.
Go pound sand.
I guess they do pound the sand with
good pound sand.
Good pound sand to you, fellow traveler. Good pound sand. Up your ass.
That's our new phrase. Good pound sand. And to you as well.
And to you too. Oh, my mom's calling.
Amen.
On the iPod. Should I zoom her in?
Who? What happened?
My mom's calling right now on the iPod. I won't do that to her right now.
We can just hang up. Let's just get
out. She's going to yell at me about going to a foreign country.
Let's just end.
Yeah, because I feel like this is going to be the end of the show for me. I'll disgrace the family, or she'll tell people about it, and then she'll tell everyone I do the show, and then they'll all start listening, and then my whole family is listening to me say this stuff. I already have business associates who are like, hey, I found your podcast, and I'm just like,
uh-oh. Good pound sand to you.
Go pound sand, New Year's. You'll have a better time.
Where can everybody find you pounding sand, Tommy?
You can find me in the Dominican Republic eating cranberries. At Walking with Tommy. Kelly, where can I find you?
Kelly Blackheart. Yeah.
JackHackett.com, DoohickeysBand.com.
Yeah, congratulations, Zach. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Fine musician.
Our big musician friend, big star.
Go pound sand.
Up your ass.